Hello, Awe Islanders. Today, we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. Looking for a particular favorite story or a special meditation? Want stories about dragon or episodes read by a male or female narrator? You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Are you ready to be calm on Awe Island? Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Before we begin our story, let's relax with 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you're breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Today, water will help your body relax. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You'll start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end with thinking about your entire body. Ready to find your soothing pool? The sun is sparkling on the water, inviting you in. Imagine stepping into the warm pool and sitting down in the clear, clean water. The water hugs you as you lie back in the safe pool. Think about your feet. Focus on how they feel as they float in the water. The water slips and slides between your toes. Does the water tickle the bottom of your feet? Let the water float your body up and breathe like a dragon, in and out. Think about your legs. How do they feel? Let the water support them. Your legs are light and floating, just like your feet. Relax and enjoy the gentle rocking of the warm water in the pool, back and forth, back and forth. Focus on your back. How does it feel? Relax into the warm water and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The soft water holds and gently rocks you as you float on the surface. How do your hands feel? Your hand is open with your fingers spread out, allowing the water to massage them as it floats between. Your hands soften in the warm water. Relax and enjoy feeling light and calm as you float on the soft water. Think about your arms. How do they feel? Let the water gently circle them and lift them to the water's surface. With your feet, legs, back, hands, and arms all relaxing. Notice the lightness in your body as you float on the water. Focus on your shoulders. Feel them soften as they settle into the water. Breathe like a dragon, in and out. The water hugs your body gently and rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Think about your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel your head sway from side to side with the soft motion of the water. Enjoy the feeling of comfort as the water gently rocks your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. As you float, allowing the water to support your body, you relax even more. Now feel your entire body floating as water lifts your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax as the water rocks you back and forth, and enjoy its cozy hug as you float on the surface. Let's take three more deep dragon breaths as you continue to float. Deep breath in and out. Breathe in through your nose and imagine fire flowing out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay? I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's Be Calm on Awe Island. Our story today is All Done. Ellie the excavator woke, ready to finish the tunnel project. She carefully opened her eyes, expecting sunshine to spill into her cozy garage. Instead, Ellie heard a voice drifting through the walls. It sounded like Dizzy the concrete mixer. The talking had woken her up just ahead of the sunlight. The little excavator rumbled out of her garage, curious to see what was happening. Dizzy was busy talking to Danny, the dump truck. Ellie could see she was really excited about something. Dizzy was busy explaining to Danny why it was important that she kept the concrete spinning. She rumbled around the yard, following Danny wherever he went. "I like to keep the concrete moving at a nice steady pace." The two trucks rumbled away. Ellie decided she would probably check on them later. Danny looked a little annoyed. Ronald the roller rolled over to the little excavator. "Where are they going?" he asked as he watched Dizzy following the little dump truck. "I think Dizzy is explaining concrete to Danny," Ellie answered. "Oh no, not again," Ronald said. "She really gets stuck. Around and around she goes, explaining the same thing over and over." "Oh dear, Danny isn't nearly as patient as you, Ronald. This may be a problem." Danny rumbled over to them with Dizzy right behind, still talking about her concrete. Danny was definitely looking annoyed. Then the contractor walked out to the construction crew and Dizzy finally quieted down. Danny sighed. In relief. "Okay, everyone," the contractor paused. "You have done a great job with the train tunnel. The tracks are ready. The walls and ceiling are up, so all that is left is to fill in the earth around the tunnel. Ellie, you will scoop the dirt into Danny's bed. Danny, you'll bring the dirt back to the tunnel. Ellie will help fill in the earth around the tunnel and make a nice rounded top. Make sure the clear panels stay open. Ronald and Dizzy, I don't have any specific jobs for you. You can rest today, or you can come along and see. Any questions? We've been working hard on this project, and today we'll finish it. Okay, let's go. With that, Ellie and Danny drove over to the pile of earth they had scooped out of the trench when they first started to dig the tunnel. Ellie dipped her scoop into the pile of earth and lifted it up. With a graceful turn, she brought the soil over to Danny's bed. Slowly, Ellie tipped the scoop and dirt began to pour down, sounding like soft rain. Before long, Danny's bed was filled and the team drove over to the tunnel site. Ellie and Danny smiled. The tunnel looked great. They were excited to see their project finished. Dizzy saw that her concrete forms had been assembled and felt very proud. She rolled over to Danny as he got ready to release the earth over the concrete and said, "See, the concrete looks great. That's why it's so important to keep it mixing." On and on she went. Danny rolled his eyes and frowned, but she kept on talking. Ellie drove over and said, "You're right, Dizzy. The concrete does look wonderful. Danny and I need to work right now, so we can talk later." Dizzy replied, "That's okay. Danny doesn't mind." The concrete mixer had missed all of the little signs that Danny did mind. She had missed the sighs, his frown, and his eyes rolling. Dizzy was so excited, she had forgotten to pay attention to how her friends were feeling. When Dizzy began to explain concrete for what seemed like the millionth time, the dump truck yelled, "Stop, stop, stop, stop! No more concrete!" Dizzy was stunned, started to tear up, and drove away. Ellie rolled over to Dizzy to see if she was okay, while Ronald rolled over to Danny to check on him. Danny felt bad that Dizzy was hurt and frustrated that she kept talking. Dizzy felt hurt that Danny had yelled at her. Ellie asked Dizzy, "What does Danny think about concrete?" Dizzy thought a bit and said, "I don't know." Ellie smiled and asked gently, "Did Danny ever say anything about concrete?" Dizzy said, "I don't think he said anything." She sank down a little, feeling embarrassed. "I talked the whole time. I forgot to listen." "Listening does help, and so does watching," Ellie said. "Did you notice any faces Danny made?" She went on to explain that his frown, eye roll, sighs, and moving away had meant that the dump truck was not interested anymore. Those were all the signs that it was time to listen, to ask questions to find out what might be interesting. Dizzy felt better and realized that she should apologize to Danny. Meanwhile, Ronald the roller had been listening to Danny's frustration. Ronald suggested that Danny ask to change the subject, or for some quiet time for a break. When Dizzy rolled back over, Danny apologized for yelling, and Dizzy apologized for talking too much. With everyone friends again, Danny and Ellie finished covering the tunnel. It was beautiful, and would become even more lovely as grass grew over the mounds of earth. Ellie hoped the train liked the clear window panels, letting light into the tunnel. Dizzy yawned as they admired their work. Off in the distance came the sound of a familiar horn. It was time to rest. The construction crew headed back to their cozy garages and wished everyone well as they thought of all they had to be grateful for. Ellie and Ronald felt grateful to be able to help Dizzy and Danny. Danny was happy to understand how to tell Dizzy he needed a break. Dizzy was thankful to know how to listen. She would just need to practice. Everyone felt thankful to be part of a fantastic crew. As they reached their garages, they heard, "Dizzy, Ronald, time for bed." Dizzy slowed her motor. Her drum stopped spinning, and she crawled into her garage. Ronald rolled into his garage as well. They both took a deep breath in and out. And settled in for the night. "Danny, time for bed," the horn said. Danny felt pretty tired and eagerly rumbled right into his garage. The little dump truck squeezed himself tight and then relaxed. He took a deep breath in and out. Finally, the horn called, "Ellie, time for bed." Ellie crept to her garage. She was proud of the work they had done and felt ready for a good night's rest. The little excavator took a deep breath in and out. Her mind quieted. The garage doors slowly closed as the excavator, dump truck, roller, and cement mixer closed their eyes and fell asleep, happy to have completed such an important project. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.